The first woman playwright to have caught the attention of those who write history is the German Hrotswitha of Gandersheim. She wrote and lived in the 10th century. Her dramas were written in Latin and revolved around female characters' conversions to Christianity. Since then, a number of women have enjoyed successful careers as playwrights, although only a few names are familiar to us today. High school and college students alike remember the often anthologized Trifles, written by Susan Glaspell in 1916. Lillian Hellman shocked audiences with her plays The Children's Hour in 1934 and The Little Foxes in 1939, while Carson McCullers moved theatergoers with her poignant Member of the Wedding in 1950, and Lorraine Hansberry rocked Broadway with A Raisin in the Sun in 1959. The 1980s brought more recognition to women playwrights. Beth Henley's Crimes of the Heart and Marcia Norman's Night Mother were just two of the plays that gave voice to women and helped pave the way for the writers to come. Wendy Wasserstein's The Heidi Chronicles in 1989, Paula Vogel's How I Learned to Drive in 1998, Margaret Edson's Wit in 1999, Lynn Nottage's Ruined in 2009, and Nottage's Sweat in 2017. This list is not complete, but every woman and her play that is on it is a Pulitzer Prize winner for drama. Lynn Nottage is the first woman to win two Pulitzers for her work. She joins an elite company that includes Eugene O'Neill, Edward Albee, Thornton Wilder, Tennessee Williams, and August Wilson. For KMUW, this is Sandamore Coleman.
And we welcome you on stage this week. I'm Fletcher Powell, here as always with Sanda Moore Coleman. Hi, Sanda.
Hi, Fletcher.
And I'm excited to learn about so many women playwrights. As you said, only a few of those names are familiar to me, but there are so many names on here, and I'm sure plenty more to go with this.
Yes. Well, I mean, here's what happened. I was going along, and I visited the William Inge Festival's website and found out that their honoree for this year was Beth Henley. And I am of the age that I remember quite well when Crimes of the Heart came out. So I was delighted to see that Beth Henley was their honoree for the year. And by the way, if you are not familiar with the William Inge Festival, check it out. It is a great, great thing, and we're so lucky to have it in Kansas. But at any rate, hard on the heels of that discovery was the announcement that Lynn Nottage had won her second Pulitzer Prize. Mm-hmm. And I thought, her second Pulitzer Prize for drama. And yet I wasn't really actually familiar with the first play that she wrote and won a Pulitzer Prize for. And I thought, gosh, you know, I'm falling down. Why haven't I discussed women playwrights more thoroughly before? And part of it is absolutely my fault, and I take responsibility for it. But there is another facet to it, and we'll return to that topic a little bit later. But first, I want to talk about a little bit about Lynn Nottage herself, because, wow, what a fascinating person. The play that she has just won the prize for, Sweat, is... it's a political drama, really, dealing with the decline in industry. It takes place in Reading, Pennsylvania. And it's about what happens when three females working in a factory, there are rumors of a shutdown, there are rumors of them losing their jobs to immigrants. It's very timely. And what happens to their lifelong friendships under this kind of pressure. One of the really interesting things about Lynn Nottage and her process, she has an artistic partner, Kate Wariski, and Kate Wariski is her director. They do research together, and then Nottage writes the play, and Wariski directs it. And their process is fascinating to me. When Nottage wrote Sweat, she and Wariski went to Reading and they interviewed people. And they just, everyone, in government, in factories, at the homeless shelter, everyone they could talk to, they talked to. And Nottage asked Wariski to just go out and ask questions. And that those were her only instructions for that. And Worski said about it was, she says, what is exciting about her approach is that there is a truly a blank canvas. That's a place of fear. You hope a story will come back. And, you know, obviously it does. But when Nottage wrote Ruin, they went to Central Africa and to do the research, and they kept lists. And what was interesting to me about that, Nottage says, my list tended to be about encounters that we'd had and things that we had heard. Kate's lists tended to be about things that she'd seen, movements and gestures. When we put our list together, there was a complete experience. And that's what happens when we work on a play. It's a combined vision. I thought that was so interesting. And it makes sense to me as a writer that Nottage, the things that would attract her attention are verbal, whereas Worski, the things that attracted her were visual, as a good director should be, visual. So in 2011, they went to Reading and they started the interviews. And what they were in search of was a story that would speak to what was happening in our culture. And it was through these interviews that Nottage wrote Sweat. So the play itself, Sweat, was, and by the way, I love one-word titles. I do. I think they have such great impact. But it makes it kind of confusing for me sometimes. Ruin was the first play. Sweat is the most recent play, the one that she most recently won the Pulitzer Prize for. It was co-commissioned by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and DC's Arena Stage. And so it premiered, it made its world premiere with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in 2015. And then it had a run at Arena Stage in January of 2016. It debuted in New York at Public Theater in November of 2016. And it came to Broadway in March of this year. Now, what's stunning about this is that her first play, this production of Sweat, will be the first time she has had a work produced on Broadway. Amazing. Her work is produced all over the world. Obviously, this is her second Pulitzer Prize, but this is her first time on Broadway. And that kind of blew me away a little bit. It really made me sit back and think about things. Now, she was a student when she was an undergraduate at Brown University. She studied with Paula Vogel, and it was Paula Vogel who said, you know, you should pursue playwriting. She took a graduate seminar with Vogel, and that's what turned her around. Now, Paula Vogel, an amazing woman in her own right, has taught so many people who have gone on to win prestigious prizes. She's just this incredible force. She also, until this year, had never been produced on Broadway. Her Pulitzer Prize-winning play, How I Learned to Drive, has been staged all over the world, never on Broadway.
This sounds like a recurring problem. Is there, not to be overly delicate, is there sexism in the industry?
Well, you do begin to wonder, because you have a show like Blackbird by David Harrower, which is about a sexually abusive relationship between an adult man and an adolescent girl that was staged on Broadway last year. The plot of How I Learned to Drive could be summed up in those same words, a sexually abusive relationship between an adult man and an adolescent girl. So, the Douglas Abel is the artistic director of the Off-Broadway Vineyard Theater. He's staged Paula Vogel's work. He's staged Lynn Nottage's work. He says, I think of them both as dangerous writers, and Broadway doesn't always welcome writers who deal with controversial subjects and write with such heat. There are a number of reasons why both women are on the fringes, what might be considered the fringes of commercial theater. Part of it is they don't write musicals. Musicals are the big money makers on Broadway. Part of it is they write plays that are about issues. Mm-hmm. They're political, and people tend to shy away from that sort of thing. Vogel is a lesbian. Nottage is an African American. There are all kinds of reasons why they seem to be on the fringe of things. Although they're both very happy to be on Broadway now. Marsha Norman, who also won a Pulitzer Prize for her show, Night Mother, she's also the co-director of the Juilliard Playwrights Program. She refers to Vogel and Nottage as, and this is a direct quote, the heroes of generations of women writers and readers, actors and audiences. So in a season that has two plays staged by women, Indecent is the name of the Vogel play that is being produced, and Sweat, there are eight new plays by men, none of whom have the background, the awards, the critical acclaim that Vogel and Nottage have. And what's really odd about it is that, I mean, it's the majority of the audience, Broadway audience, is women. You know, it's something like 65-67% women. So it's sort of antithetical to me that this is the situation. Lynn Nottage says about she and Paula Vogel, she says, the two of us write history plays and we write political plays. And I think that's why perhaps our journey has been a little different. The plays are unabashedly political and they're about very difficult subject matters and they tend to be unafraid of the darkness. And I think that women writers are supposed to embrace the light, which is a very interesting observation, in my opinion, that women are supposed to be keepers of the hearth, you know, the rah-rah cheerleaders of our difficult situations. But to me, and I think perhaps these women would agree, shining the light on the difficult places, that's what you do with the light. I mean, that's what the light is for. Right. It's not just to live in the light. It's to shine in on the dark places that need exposure. So, you know, I think we're very lucky to have both women alive and writing in this time. Vogel's new play is, it's a stylized music and movement sort of ode to theater is how it's been described. And it's set in and around Europe and New York from 1906 to 1952. And it includes a number of concerns of issues that are modern, issues of identity and immigration and artistic freedom and sexuality. Another interesting thing is, and I just want to say thank you, Oregon Shakespeare Festival, because their American Revolutions project is what one of the reasons both of these plays were created. They've been commissioning plays prompted by periods of change in American history. And as a result of their support, both women were able to create these pieces. And the festival's artistic director says, Bill Rausch says, we wanted to create a body of new American plays inspired by the scale and spirit of Shakespeare's history cycle, and we wanted to address the anxiety of our age. There is a natural fit in terms of scale for many of the plays coming out of this program and Broadway. So I think Paula Vogel, who has, you know, bless her heart, has been such a great support to so many wonderful the wonderful playwrights that we have now. She has said about she and Nottage making their Broadway debut this year, finally, she has said, it's symbolically more important that two plays be there together. We can hold hands and ram up against the door together, which makes it a little easier. So we're going to pursue this subject of women playwrights in the future, but that's what I've got for you for today. That's the story.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there today for On Stage. Thanks as always, Sanda.
Thank you.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.